Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, don't mind me just checking the latest messages to the text line and on social media this morning as everybody is responding to the road conditions on a Tuesday morning after a snowmageddon that hit yesterday. Surprised everybody, apparently. We just had no idea it was going to snow yesterday. And then out of nowhere, it shut everything down, Kim. I just don't get it. I mean, you didn't know that was coming, did you?
Well,
wait a minute, you did?
I did, actually. Well, let me just say this. I didn't realize how hard it would snow. So I was running errands and looked outside and it looked like a snow globe. But then I put it in my GPS. Obviously, I know how to get home from Brentwood, but I put it in my GPS just to see which route it would have me take. And it said 55 minutes, something that would normally take me 20 minutes. And then every time I'd go 5, 6, 7, 10 miles, it would still say another hour. It was like I couldn't even chip away at the time. And I just wanted to cry. My phone's dying. It was a mess.
I would agree. But you also said had your phone died, you would have been completely out of luck in terms of finding another way around it, correct?
Because it was rerouting me to all these side streets where I was completely turned around. And when it snows, you can get kind of turned around in general. You can't really see very well.
I was given my wife and I were having this conversation this very weekend, in fact, of how lost people would be if, like, phones went down. Like, if there was some sort of a terrorist attack or a hacker that took down the phone system in the United States, most people couldn't get from point A to point B. Number one, good luck finding a hard map. Like, we used to have map books. We would carry in all of our news cars. And I knew St. Louis better than my wife after living here 6 months after moving here. She grew up here. I knew my way around St. Louis better because I had to help the driver, the photographer driving the car, navigate using one of those old grid maps.
Well, even if we had a map, how many of us could actually effectively
navigate with it?
That's my point.
It's been so long that people would be completely out of sorts. They wouldn't know what to do. The younger generation would just have to stay wherever they were. They wouldn't be able to leave. They wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
I used to print off directions on MapQuest.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Of course. My wife still gets a triptych. I'll tell that story on her. She didn't like it, but when we're going on a long trip, she will still go get herself a triptych if she's driving by herself because it points her in the... She has to turn it the direction she's going and then flip it as she's going along.
My mom would do that, too. She would still print out the MapQuest.
She and a lot of really older people are generally the ones that go to AAA and still get their triptych. I'm sorry if she's listening. I know she's probably not up and out this morning because of the snow. But, hey, we're going to keep an eye on road conditions for you. It was a mess as we came in. There were single lanes on a lot of these St. Louis County highways. Once cars get rolling on them, I know some of that's going to dissipate. But it was still a mess as of a couple of hours ago when we came in. And as from what I can tell, it's still like that. We've opened up the text line, 314-241-9797. Just text us at that number and give us your experience so far on the roads where there are trouble spots that you've seen. maybe how long it's taken you to get to work this morning compared to how long it took you to get home yesterday. It's bound to be better, right? Boy, I hope so. I hope so. Coming up, we're going to get to our guns and our Guns and Roses giveaway. Listen to me. I've been saying Guns and Hoses for so many weeks now that I can't not say it. It's I'll probably make that mistake again before it's all over with, just because of the fact that that we've been saying that for so long. Guns and Hoses is done. Guns N' Roses is coming next August to Busch Stadium, and we're going to be giving away some tickets this hour, so stay tuned. We'll let you know when to start dialing and get you all set up for that here in just a couple of minutes. I promise you that, because it is it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be warm by next August, I think, so that's something to look forward to on a cold December 2nd Tuesday morning as you're driving into work. How about that? All right, right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
I think what we have heard shocked us all. And I think most would say that when you have two individuals that are literally floating in the water, a second order to kill them all is not something that we would consider within the rules of war.
Yeah, well, when you have friends like Lisa Murkowski, you don't need enemies. Can I tell you that, Republicans? That's Senator Lisa Murkowski. First of all, being an alarmist. Second of all, not telling the truth about what the report said, number one. Number two, we're not at war. These are terrorists. These are narco-terrorists killing our children, just so you know.
Initial order from Secretary Hegseth, everyone be killed, and did that come from President Trump?
I saw that quoted in a Washington Post story. I would reject that the Secretary of War ever said that. However, the president has made it quite clear that if narco-terrorists, again, are trafficking illegal drugs towards the United States, he has the authority to kill them.
Thank you. He does. That's legal. And if the boat didn't sink the first time, you hit it again. What's controversial about any of this? Of course, the Democrats have started using the words that it was a violation of like the War Powers Act or something like. It's just crazy.
President Trump is trying to silence me, threatening to kill me for saying what is true. And he sent his Secretary of Defense after me.
Aw, little Mark.
And it's not going to work.
Poor little Mark Kelly. Don't you feel sorry for Senator Mark Kelly? I mean, he's lying to the American people. Donald Trump never threatened to kill him, didn't send Pete Hegseth after him. The guy started this, and I tell you, he's the one. He and the other Sedition Six are the ones I hold responsible for what happened to those National Guardsmen in Washington, D.C.
Kurt Southard says on his way home from work Monday afternoon, he got caught in stop-and-go traffic. With the second wave of snow Monday night, Kurt says he is feeling uneasy about the morning commute.
I'll bet a lot of you are feeling uneasy about the morning commute. Kim, any more messages from the text line this morning? Whoops.
Let's see here. It says Afton to North County in normal time. This was 13 minutes ago. The county roads and 170 were fine. Okay, that's
good news.
Good news, yeah.
The county roads were not fine on my way, and I posted some pictures comparing 6440 in the Chesterfield Valley to what I experienced the minute I got down just before Hampton there in the city limits on 4064, three clear lanes pretty much all the way to the bridge. And I know it's not as much area to cover, but somebody knew how to get the snow off the roads there. And if you turn around going the other direction into the county, most of the lanes were still snow covered. So somebody's got some questions to answer this morning, and maybe there'll be a news conference where those things happen. Maybe we'll talk to Senator Nick Schroer later about his thoughts on the whole thing, because he's pretty angry about it.
Yeah, he was saying it took him 5 hours to go from St. Peter's to Defiance, a drive that would typically take him 20, max 30 minutes. 5 hours. And he's not alone. A lot of people were saying the same thing.
Yeah, that reaction to the commute yesterday afternoon, I don't know if it'll be better or worse this morning, but let's hopefully it's a lot better. We'll get to Sue Thomas with the latest on that here in just a couple of minutes. We'll give away some Guns N' Roses tickets when we come back. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, I can't wait. Unless that's the weekend we have to take my daughter to college, I'm planning on going to see Guns N' Roses this year. I'm trying to think ahead.
Mark, did you say Guns N' Roses again?
Yeah, Guns N' Roses. I'm planning to go see Guns N' Roses. I'm just looking at the sheet here thinking, I don't know how the phone lines got opened already. How did that happen? I didn't push it. Ah, I see. So anyway, we are going to give away some tickets right now to Guns N' Roses. I'll get it right. It's August 16th at Busch Stadium, courtesy of Live Nation. Giving these tickets away, we're going to give away a pair every day this week. And what do you think, Kim? Why don't you pick a number for us this morning?
Let's do caller number 9.
Oh, there we go. Caller number 9 to 314-241-9797. And I'm hoping to see you there. But I'm trying to do the math here. And I know that sometime in the month of August, we'll be taking my little baby to college. And I don't know what weekend that's going to be. If it's not the 16th, I'm going to be there at that. We don't even know who's warming up for him, do we?
I don't think we do.
Maybe they'll bring in Mammoth Van Halen again. That'd be great.
You'd go again,
I would go again. The kid is a maestro. He's amazing.
There's not many people I would continuously pay to go see.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think once I've seen him, I'm like, all right, I saw him. I'm good.
Well, you know I'm a lost cause. I'll pay to see David Lee Roth. And I'll pay to see Sammy. What I really want to do is go see Sammy out in Vegas, because he's doing a residency out there. He's there this fall, and I think he's there again in March sometime. And It's on my bucket list, and I probably ought to just go ahead and bite the bullet and get a plane ticket and go out there. As I really, I'd love to see them out there. I don't think they're going to, I don't know how many more world tours they're going to do.
Oh my gosh. Here we go again with it's the final world
tour. It could be.
I know, but they, every band says that.
He's like 78.
Five more tours later, that it actually is.
Okay.
Fine. It looks like Guns N' Roses have not announced who's opening yet.
Oh, they have not. Okay. That's all right. That's all right. It'll be a good concert anyway. Good luck to you. We'll give away more tickets the rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You have another chance to win. Looking at the texts that continue to come in this morning about the roads, not bad, right, Kim? We got another one in saying we got a fairly normal commute time from Afton to where, North County somewhere?
It was North County, but then we had one about 5 minutes ago that says, last night took this person 2 hours to get from Bridgeton to down St. Louis. This morning, the drive from downtown St. Louis to Bridgeton took them 50 minutes. So about, it's still long, but about half the time.
Yeah, half the time of yesterday's commute,
right.
Probably almost double the time of the normal commute, I would think, to get up there this time of day. 314-241-9797. That is the 97.1 FM Talk text line, which, of course, we added back just before Thanksgiving and gives you an opportunity to give us your thoughts on how the morning commute is going. Maybe any complaints you have about the way the roads were handled. I don't do that for a living, but I've worked in media in this market for 32 years. Coming up on 33 years now. Well, 33 years, yes. It's it's been a long time. And there is no excuse for what we saw yesterday afternoon, because we used to never have that problem. So something changed somewhere that led to the kind of problems you saw yesterday afternoon. And you mentioned, Kim, that Senator Nick Schorr is going to join us.
Yeah, we're hoping to get him on around 7:50. We're aiming for that.
He is catching a flight out of Lambert, which we hope is not delayed. I don't think they have many delays out there this morning. And he's going to try to get on the phone with us before he's forced to board his aircraft. And maybe he'll talk to us a little bit about where he's going when we get him on here. But he was hot yesterday, and he's talking about somebody being held accountable for this mess, because if not, it just continues to happen again and again and again. I remember them having a news conference the last time this happened, last year or the year before, where they came out and said, well, we did this, we didn't do that, we didn't expect this. It was always an excuse instead of holding somebody accountable for it.
The fact that this happened last year and then it's the same thing has happened the year after, to me, that really is inexcusable. They do get a lot of money. These are our tax dollars that are being sent to MoDOT to take care of issues like this. I understand that when it's snowy out, you know, you're going to probably have a longer commute. We all expect that, right? But when you're having a commute that would normally be 20 minutes and it's taking you 5 hours like it did for Nick Schroer, that is not acceptable. The fact that a lot of the roads, even this morning, hours later, yes, we had more snowfall overnight, or I guess till about midnight or so.
But it's a dry snow.
But yet, not only that, but again, there were hours from when the snow ended to when you and I got on the road to head downtown, hours that they should have been out making sure that you would actually see the lanes. You can't even see the lanes on some of these interstates.
Is it a staffing issue? Is it a state issue with MoDOT? Is it a county issue with St. Louis County? I don't know. But a lot of these city highways were three clear lanes this morning on my way in. I put a picture of it up on the Facebook page. Coming up, we're going to get to former Missouri Senator John Lamping. We'll be back in just a minute.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
People keep looking to government for the answer, and government's the problem. Government would shut the doors and sneak away for about 3 weeks. We'd never miss them.
Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? Freedom!
That is always what we want, and we've got former Senator John Lamping on the phone. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark and Kim. Great to be with you.
Are you snowed in out there in beautiful Defiance this morning?
Yeah, we happily so, you know. So unlike MoDOT, we saw it coming, and we made sure we were here on the farm when the snow hit. And actually, I got a new snow plow this year after last year's snow craziness, and it was fun to get it out and plow. My driveway is about 3/4 mile long, so it was fun to get out there and plow my street.
Nice.
So,
maybe you can teach him some lessons at MoDOT.
I was going to say, how do you, John, know more than the Missouri Department of Transportation about the timing of yesterday's storm?
Exactly. No, I just, I don't listen to experts. I just look out my back window and act accordingly.
Makes sense. You know, I was thinking, I listened to the Odyssey app on the way back yesterday. I was in Branson this weekend and had to drive back yesterday as the weather got increasingly worse as I got closer to St. Louis. But what I heard repeatedly on our radio station are the ads. Now, I don't know if you knew this or not, but on December 1st, sports betting went live. There's no way you can miss it. Like every other commercial now is a sports betting commercial.
Yeah, it's sadly so. Only 50.1% of the Missourians voted for this illegal gambling, and so it's not exactly as if Missourians were overwhelmingly in support of this thing. And you see all these ads. You wonder if they actually did the ballot initiative today. It would probably fail because people are so sick of all the ads.
Yeah, that's true. And again, as I've said before, I don't have any problem with people gambling. I was not happy with the way the campaign was run. I thought it was misleading, but I bet myself when I'm in Vegas occasionally. So I don't mind going and playing cards. I just didn't like the way the thing was run. I guess now we see, because here's the thing. I hear the ads. I think maybe it's DraftKings that says this weekend only, if you make a bet on the Kansas City Chiefs game, that they will get at least 1 yard of offense, because you know they'll get a lot more than that, we'll pay out and we'll double your bet. So in other words, it's a $50 limit. What they're basically doing is saying, we'll give you $50 if you download the app and bet on the Chiefs this weekend. Well, the wording in the way this thing was put together says that those companies get to write all of that off against their profits, which reduces the amount of money they might ultimately have to pay to Missouri schools, correct?
Well, of course. I mean, this is a legal industry now. So
right.
That's the first thing any legal industry in our state or in the country does is they have a lobbying team. And what's the lobbying team? They lobby the legislature to change the tax code to make them the most profitable they can possibly be. So, the fact of the matter is that Missourians only have a certain amount of money. You know, they 100% of whatever money they have to spend, they go and they spend it. And by legalizing gambling and legalizing marijuana, what we've decided is that it's okay if they allocate some percentage of those of their income to those things. There'll be no multiplier effect here. The dollars that get spent on gambling and the dollars that get spent on marijuana will just be dollars that would have been spent somewhere else. So, you know, it's just a sad reality of where we are. It all reverts back to our faulty initiative petition process.
Yeah.
If the threshold had been higher, this never would have come to be. If the threshold were higher, we wouldn't have legal drugs in this country, in this state either. So it is what it is. And until that gets fixed, we're subject to any industry with enough money that they can direct their monies this way and change our laws and circumvent the legislature.
Speaking of schools, you know, we were talking yesterday about how the Missouri treasurer is wanting to double the funding for the school voucher program, which, obviously people are pushing back on that. But what's your take on this whole situation?
Well, it's been overwhelmingly successful. It's just Governor Kehoe in the last budget allocated a record amount of money to this program. There's huge pent-up demand. The private schools that have existed up until now, independent of government funding, they have people paying full tuition. They have people that are being subsidized on scholarship that are created by the school themselves. I was with a gentleman who was involved in a startup school in the city, and we were at lunch when he announced that they had just received $72,000 from the state. This is last summer. And how excited that they were. And that was $72,000 they didn't have to go out and fundraise for, because they were giving 100% scholarships to the recipients of these dollars. So the pushback is not coming from ordinary people. The pushback is coming as the logical place from the teachers unions and the establishment government schools that are out there, the leaders of those schools. And I think both Governor Keogh is to be applauded for the record amount of allocation. And I hope the treasurer, the treasurer is essentially announcing is that he's going to advocate for it, that he'll lobby the legislature for more money, and he'll be in support of whatever Governor Keogh can do. This, by all accounts, this is going to be a very difficult budget making process this next year. It's the first time in half dozen years that the amount of money coming to the federal government is going to dwindle. And it's been very easy to be an appropriator these last 6 or 7 years with record amounts of money coming from the federal level. That's why we've had these multi-billion dollar surpluses have come from federal dollars, and it'll be interesting to see what Keogh has in store for us in January, especially since he just announced that the elimination of the income tax is his number one goal. So it'll be an interesting session in that regard.
Well, it should be, and probably the governor pursuing the phased out, what he'll have to phase out the income tax over a number of years. That probably the opposition to that alone will probably clog up the legislature for anything, a lot getting done this year. Like Kim reported earlier, a record number of bills have been pre-filed heading into the legislature this year.
Yeah, that's just silly. That's just people run on the bills they file. Yeah. you're out campaigning. I've got a bill to make life wonderful for all Missourians and to make everybody taller and thinner and more wealthy.
We'd love
that.
All
that bill, vote for me. It's a stupid thing. When you're, we have 163 House members, and all they're there to do is to vote yes or no in the majority or minority. And so I don't blame them for filing bills. It gives them something else to talk about when they're out campaigning.
So how many of those representatives do you think are crafting those bills knowing that there's zero chance that it would ever pass, but they're doing it to check the box and say, just like you said, John, oh, look, what I said I was going to do in the campaign, that's what I did. I mean, do you think that the people who are filing them think that there's a chance they'd pass, or they just know it's just not going to happen?
Well, they know. I mean, the average session, it's about 30 or 40 bills that actually get voted into law. And sadly, most of them are like making, jumping jacks, the official exercise of Missouri. But it's a weird thing. We've talked about this before. Missouri we're in session for too long a period of time for it not to be a full-time job. Most states are in session for 90 days, and we're in session for almost 5 months. And there's a lot of downtime. And, when you answer the question as a state representative and state senators, too, what is it that you do when you're down there? And then they can point to all the bills they filed and as things that they're advocating for and, quote unquote, fighting for. But in the end, it'll come down to what the governor wants, what the speaker wants, and what can get through the filibuster in the Senate.
Yeah, it's a good point. John Lamping, thank you. Be safe today.
Oh, for sure. I'm not leaving my farm.
Good.
I'll see you guys. Take care.
All right. See you now. Former Senator John Lamping there. Good to get him on. And he's right. It's like, hey, look at me. Mm-hmm. Hey, I filed a bill to do this. And most of them understand that it's not going anywhere.
So 500 bills have already been pre-filed. He's saying, what, you average 30 or so bills that actually pass through per legislative session?
Yeah.
That's nuts. And I didn't realize that most states, the session's not nearly as long.
Well, I mean, some of them are full-time legislators. In Missouri, it's just 5 months. So they got 5 months to get it done unless a special session gets called.
Which they did last year, and maybe it will again.
We'll see what happens for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News, and then next hour, Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, will get his thought on this controversy that's gone on over the reporting on this drug boat that got bombed twice. Apparently, and there are people calling it a war crime and all sorts of stuff this morning. It's crazy town in Washington, D.C. We're back in just a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Oxford University Press has announced its 2025 word of the year, and that is rage bait. Do you know what that is?
Oh no. I have a concept of what it is that the news media putting out headlines just to try to enrage you. It's like clickbait, right?
Mm-hmm. Anyone, really. Anyone online, social media, you see it a lot where they're putting something out that they know is going to make you angry, probably make you want to comment or share it just to talk about how ridiculous it is. But what they're really doing is they're just increasing engagement on that particular website.
Oh, sure.
Or social media account.
NBC News did this to me yesterday.
What was the article about?
Here's the headline. Study finds American teenagers dislike the news media. A fall study revealed widespread negative attitudes toward the news media among 13 to 18-year-olds in the U.S. Welcome to the party. I mean, there's widespread dislike about the news media among the, 50 to 80-year-olds set too. I can speak to that personally. They don't trust the media in these young kids. They talked to Kat Murphy was the college student they talked to, who's wanted to be a journalist since she was 11, but she's concerned now because when they do listen to the news media, they hear a cacophony of voices and they don't know who to believe. So what do they do instead? They go to Insta and they believe whatever the hell they read on there.
Or TikTok.
I mean, that's the scary part of it. Mm-hmm. They're skipping journalism completely from what I'm reading here.
Now, I agree. That's where people are getting their news these days.
Oh.
It's TikTok and Instagram. But the good news is, and we saw this play out with this last election, the younger generation, people are moving to be more conservative.
I hope, but this isn't going to help. if they're not even trying to seek out the truth.
Well, but maybe they just don't like NBC News, CNN, CBS. I don't know.
Let's hope that's what it is.
Hey, Wendy's is offering a 67-cent Frosty deal that started on Black Friday. And if you're thinking 67 is for a reason, you would be correct. It's a nod to the viral 6-7 trend, which I still am confused about. It's somewhat song that somebody sang. An NBA
they
player.
They don't know. Ethan. I heard it was a basketball interview.
6-7.
I heard it was a song.
See?
And whatever it is, it's very irritating. And my daughter gets great glee out of the fact if somebody accidentally uses the word 6 and 7 next to each other.
It's kind of getting to the point where it's annoying.
It's redonkulous.
I heard
getting to the point.
Okay, it's already well past at that point. I think that, you know how they have like the smile cam or the kiss cam at some of these games, the professional sports games. I thought I heard there was like a 6-7 cam and people do the little hand thing. It's just stop, okay?
So earlier we were talking about the drug boat that got bombed twice, and Lisa on Facebook has started to worry about the biome, the ocean, and all the cocaine and fentanyl that's soaking into the ocean in the Caribbean, and the impact it may be having on the mammal life. And I said, well, you know, how about Cocaine Shark? That's going to be the next movie we see. But this is frightening. Listen to this. In Clearwater, Florida, a Florida family, including a 90-year-old man, survived a boating accident Monday that forced them to endure strong winds and waves and cold temperatures overnight. So Chris Harding said Monday began as a perfect day on one of his fishing trips. They started catching some fish. They caught a shark. They landed the shark. And 10 or 15 minutes later, the boat flipped over. The weather got so bad so quick, they had to hang on to the bottom of the boat until they could get help, and they were out there for apparently a number of hours, including the 90-year-old, but they're all okay.
I don't even like swimming in the ocean where I've gone too far out and I can't see the bottom.
Me too.
I just get scared of what's under me. Can you imagine? It's pitch black, and you're in the middle of the, I don't know how far out they were,
hanging,
but I would imagine if you're getting a shark.
Top of a boat.
You're probably fit pretty far out in it. Oh my gosh. And just not knowing if a shark or a whale is going to come over and flip you, and my brain's going in a million directions
right
now.
They made a movie about that. It was a couple that went scuba diving and the boat
and they
left.
They forgot them.
Which movie is that? What's it called?
I can't remember what it was called.
Now I want to watch it.
No, I'll get the
really
I'll
never
get it
gonna
for you.
I'll
be more horrified.
Hey, did you hear that Ocean Spray is investigating? Because there were some viral videos, I guess, on social media that were claiming the cranberry sauce cans that you may have had for Thanksgiving were full of water.
I saw that.
So they're trying to figure out if that's what actually happened. I'd be curious if any of you opened up your cranberry can and it was just full of water.
Fortunately, we don't eat cranberries.
Yeah, it's a canned cranberry person.
Yeah, I'm not eating.
I prefer mine fresh. I'm just kidding. I don't even know where it comes from.
No, the fresh you can get in the bag. That's
can
beautiful.
You?
Yeah.
You make it.
You make it yourself, yeah.
I know, but I've only ever seen it in a can, and we don't eat it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
We used to do cranberry orange relish.
So people took the lid off and there was only water in it?
I guess so, yeah. Yep.
Was it at least red water?
No, it was clear.
I was going to say, I don't know, but.
Wow. Guess that guy's getting fired from the production line tomorrow, huh? For sure. All right, coming up, we'll get to Jonathan Savage, Todd Pyro, and 2A Tuesday with our friend Mark Walter. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.